So now the next connected piece here. Now we've darshened so many names, we have to establish, who cares? Who said the names are significant in the first place? It says Manalon. How do we actually know the Shema Garim, that the name has a causal effect, causes the personality of the child? The name is significant. Okay, so that's what the Gorim usually means, like, right? I don't know if that's the best translation, though. I would just give you, I'll give you another context in which the word grama is used, so you understand what I mean by that. We have, for example, mitzvahs asa shazman grama, that the zman is gorim, time caused it. I'm just speaking out. It's not truly causal. I don't know what the correct word is necessarily. Maybe think about the lumdas behind it. But in other words, let's say, for example, putting on tefillin is a mitzvah asher shazman grama. But it's not that, like, I don't know if the cause of putting on tefillin is that the sun rose. I don't know if that's, but anyways, I'm speaking out to you, there's a causal link. Okay, so anyways, how do you know that the name has a causal link to the, given to a predictive value? So it's true that predictive is not the right word, because that's not, but anyways, it's a causal relationship on some level. Amrabi Eliezer, Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, it's a drasha, L'chu chazu b'mif'alot Hashem, like, go and see the works of Hashem, Asher sam shamus ba'aretz, that he placed, like, desolation, devastation, something like that, on the land. Al tikri shamus, don't read it as, like, destruction. Ela shamus, read it as ifa, names, and that, the names are what's koveya, the thing. That's a drusha. So now let me speak out for a second. Shma gram, the name being effective. So we, Chazal say that the mommy, when she named, or whatever, the parents, when they named their child, they have a special siyat d'shmaya. But obviously the person has bechira. So what's going to end up happening essentially is, the siyat d'shmaya is that, like, retroactively, you're going to see that the name was very appropriate for the child. But not necessarily that it, like, and this gets predictive value is quite a good translation in a way. As opposed to, it's more in the push-up shot. It's like a predictive value as opposed to, like, a causal. It doesn't make the child, because we believe in free will, of course. That perhaps, just, I don't know, by analogy, but a useful illustration is that I gave you one of the shots I gave in terms of the seeing Hashem's tefillin as the behind, not the front. So I said, you don't know what's going to happen before it happened, but after it happens, see, oh, that's, of course, that's why it happened. So, right? Remember that? In retrospect, it all makes sense, but before, you don't know how Hashem will ever act. A similar kind of idea, perhaps, that you don't know how Rus or Reuven is going to manifest up in this child, but then once it's done, you see, oh, of course, that's why it's a perfect name for him, because you see, look in the rearview mirror, that's how why the name is appropriate. And then the siyat d'shmaya is that the name is appropriate for the person. Okay? Fine.